Bavmethia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmethia Bavli, Daf Kufyud Ches and Kufyud Tes. And we begin with the Mishnah at the top of the page, Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Shtei Ginois Zu Al Gavi Zu V'Hayerek Bintayim. If there are two gardens, one on top of the other means they're built on a hill. If vegetation is growing between them, means it's sideways from the side of the upper garden. V'Meir Oimer Shel Elyon. V'Meir says it belongs to the owner of the upper garden. Rav Yehuda Omer Shel Tach, then Rav says no, it belongs to the owner of the lower garden. Am Rav Meir, Uma im Yotzei Elyon Letores Afoi Ein Kan Yerek. Rav Meir says if the upper one would wish to, he could remove his soil and there would be no vegetation. Am Rav Yehuda Uma im Yotzei Hatach, then Malois Ginosei Afor Ein Kan Yerek. Rav Yehuda says no, but if the lower one would want to, he could fill his garden with soil and there would be no vegetation either. Am Rav Meir, Bechi Ma'acha Shishneim Yochoyin Limchoyz Zeh Ezeh, Minayin Yerek Zechai. Rav Meir says, since both could prevent it from growing, we have to rather investigate the source of the vegetation's growth and award it accordingly, and that's why we award it to the upper one. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Sha'e Elyon Yochel Lifshoit Es Yadoi V'Litol Harehu Shaloi Ba'ashah Shel Tachtoin. Rav Shimon says, whatever the upper owner can reach and take belongs to him, and the rest belongs to the lower owner. And the Gemara says, Ma Ya'asu? So what should they do? I mean, who does the halacha follow in this Mishnah? Ephraim Hashem of Rish Lakish, Omar Yachloiku, Ephraim, quoting Rish Lakish, said, they should divide it. The base of Yanai Amri, Adasar Tfochim, and then a rabbi from the house of Rabbi Yanai said that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, and we give it to the upper one until 10 Tfochim down from his garden. Rabbi Yochan Omar Bashim of Yanai, Uvajli Ya'anes Koisol, Cheben Shte, Mechitzois, Venifrat. Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says, as long as he doesn't put pressure on their separating wall, causing it to collapse. Rav Vishmul, Chad Amma Mechse Leze, or Mechse Leze, Chad Amma Kuloi Leze, Kuloi Leze. Rav and Shmuel had a dispute. One said that they should receive half each. The other one said that they should receive all of it. They should both receive all of it. Ma Mafka Mibenahai. Now, where will be a practical difference between these two opinions? Matza Mitzia, in the case of an ownless item that was found inside the wall. Mandama Mechse Leze, or Mechse Leze, Mechse Vehelech Leze, Mechse Vehelech Leze. According to the first opinion, then the item will be acquired based on which half of the thickness of the wall that it was found. And according to the second opinion, it will be acquired by whoever found it first, as both have a full claim on the wall.